Masechet Avot Perek Dalet Mishnah Kaf Bet. Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, Bi Elazar HaKapar used to say, Hayilodim Lamut, those who are born are destined to die. Vehametim LaHayot, and those who are dead are destined to be brought back to life. Vehayim LaDon, and those that are living, those who are brought back to life, there's going to be a judgment by them at the end of days by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the fate of every person to be reunited in the end of days, the body and the soul to come back and be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physical and the spiritual joining together. That's the total makeup of a human being. It is the spiritual sense that gives him life and gives him a connection to God. And the physical entity, the body that he is, that enables him to act in this world. Those are both going to be judged in the end of times. Leda, lehodia, ulihivada. What's the idea? Why is Rabbi Elazar HaKapar telling us this? He's informing the person who's hearing this message. I'm telling you this to know, to make known, and to understand. The idea is that he's making this point to tell us, as he'll say, that God is all-powerful and he's the right judge and he has a clear understanding of everything. This has to be made known to the world and it has to be clearly understood that God is in control. Shehu Elhu Hayotzerhu HaBoreh, that he is God, number one. El, he's strong, he's mighty. He is the Yotzer, he is the molder. Everything that happens in the world is like clay in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took the world that was nothing and he molded it into something. He's also the Boreh, he's the creator, the Boreh Olam. The Boreh Olam takes nothing and creates something out of it. So everything could be done according to his will, since he's the creator of the world. Hu HaMevin, he's the one who understands. He knows and understands exactly every little nuance and detail in this universe and every one of our actions. So therefore, he's qualified to be a Dayan. And that's what we say, Hu HaDayan. He's the judge, therefore. Hu Ed, Hu Baaldin, he's the witness and he's also the one coming with the claim. He has the ability to be the judge because he knows everything. He has the ability to be a witness as well, because we know there's witnesses at every single judgment. He himself knows everything, and he's witnessed all of the averot and all of the mitzvot that someone has done. And he's also the Baal Din. He's the person coming with the claim. He's the claim because we have responsibility. God created us, and therefore we have to act according to his will. And if we're not acting according to his will, taking on the responsibility of Torah and mitzvot, then God has a claim against us. Hu Atid Ladun, he's ultimately going to be the one that passes judgment on us in the end of days to determine our reward or punishment. Are we going to receive Haye Olam Haba or Lo Alenu, the inverse? Baruch Hu She'en Lefanav Lo Avla Velo Shikha. Hashem is blessed. Before him, there's no injustice. Everything is done according to the deen, according to what's right. And he also doesn't forget anything. He can't accuse of a mistrial, of that he didn't know what he was doing, or there's a missing rule over here. Hashem doesn't forget any detail that was done. He may hold off on reward and punishment because he's Erech HaPayim. He has patience because he understands that we're just human beings, and therefore he may have patience for us to do teshuvah. But he doesn't judge with any wrong whatsoever or any forgetfulness. Lo maso panim v'lo mikach shohad. He doesn't show favoritism to anybody, nor does he accept bribes. She'akol shelo. There's no need for him to accept bribes or to show favoritism. He doesn't overlook anything, but there's no need to accept bribes because everything is his. It's an absurd concept to think that he accepts something from someone else because it's all his anyway. No, nothing is anybody else's. So therefore, God can't accept bribes whatsoever. Veda she'akol lefia hashbon. Everything is done according to perfect accounting. There's no lost coin. Every little detail we've done gets accounted for. Every little small mitzvah gets added to the pile. Every avera lo aleinu also gets taken into account. And all of that gets added together to see what the reward or punishment is of man. Ve'al yaptihacha yitzrecha she'hasheol bit manoslach. Don't let the yetzahara, the evil inclination, settle you down that the grave, that when a person passes away, is going to be an escape for him, that he's not going to be punished from his sins, that the punishment only happens in this world. Don't listen to that. Yetzahara was telling you that when the body dies, the soul in the body dies with it, and there's no judgment in the next world. It's not true. She'al korhacha atanotzar, ve'al korhacha atanolad, because you were formed in the womb against your will. It was the will of the Almighty, and a man and a woman, father and mother to create an individual. And the soul doesn't necessarily want to be created. He doesn't want to be created, but it's happening against his will. And a person's born against his will. And against your will, you're going to live. And against your will, you're going to die. There are times when a person is suffering so much, lo aleinu, that he doesn't even want to be alive anymore. But Hashem says, you're going to stay alive. And then it could be the opposite. Somebody is enjoying his life and he's having a tremendous amount of fulfillment in his life, but Hashem decides that was the right time, so Hashem causes that individual to pass away. And against your will, you're destined to give judgment and an accounting for what you've accomplished in your life in front of the Melech Malchei HaMelachim, the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, who everything is in his control and he's the master of the world. So there's no escaping things. A person has to face the music. There's responsibilities in life. He has to get things done. He has to build something that's going to be meaningful in life. Life can't just be fun and games. He has to come to this world, of course, enjoying the world and the chesed that Hashem did for him, but not getting lost over there, realizing there's much bigger things out there that he has to get done, including the responsibilities of Torah, mitzvot, and the perpetuation of our holy tradition.